Today is Saturday, October 11th. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86 of Verona, died September 8th following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held this afternoon at 2:30 at Kingdom Hall in Middleton. Friends may call at Kingdom Hall this afternoon from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Neil Jorgensen is survived by his wife of 61 years, Margaret, two sons, Mark and Jennifer of Middleton, and Todd and Karen of Owensville, Indiana, three grandchildren, two step-granddaughters, two step-great-grandchildren, siblings, Barbara Heberling of Wahala, South Carolina, and Lars Jorgensen of Nenniska, Minnesota, brother-in-law Vern and Rita Akitz of Sextonville, Cheryl and Patrick Crook of Richland Center, as well as other nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95, died September 3rd. A celebration of life will be held today from 3 to 9 at the Woodman Community Hall. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be sent to Boscobel VFW or American Legion, Grant County Cancer Coalition, or Wisconsin River Trail Organization. Laura Elliott is survived by six children, Wayne and Sue, Diane and Gary Johnson, Steve, Cheb and Terry, Darcy and Matt Wagle, and Bean and Denise Fisher. 10 grandchildren and many great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, along with many nieces, nephews, and family. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95. Linda Gentis, 76 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. A celebration of life will be held at 2 Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. Linda's ashes will be spread on the family farm in Chenoa, Illinois at a later date. Friends may call at the Phoenix Center Sunday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Linda Gentis is survived by her husband, Hank Neuenhaus, three stepchildren, Jan and Marianne Neuenhaus, Astrid Neuenhaus and Kurt Meyer, and Sonia Neuenhaus and Cecil Wright, five step-grandchildren, three sisters, Marion Gentis Brown, Genevieve Gentis Hughes, and Celeste Gentis Benjamin. Eight nieces and nephews, several great nieces and nephews, and great great nieces and nephews. Lyle E. Holloway, 76 of rural Casanova, died suddenly October 3rd at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military honors will be held at the funeral home by the Casanova American Legion Post 491, McNamara, Jasper. Lyle Holloway is survived by his wife, Jan, three sisters, Elaine, Ruth and Steve Shaw, and Barbara, a brother, Paul Holloway, brothers and sisters-in-law, Larry Cretchy, Bobby Fry, David and Mary Fry, Lisa McGlynn, John and Kim Fry, and Chris Fry, father-in-law Robert Fry, along with many other relatives and friends. Lyle E. Holloway, 76 of rural Casanova. Patricia A. Muller, age 93, died October 2nd at Casa de Oaks Assisted Living Facility in Reedsburg. A funeral mass will be held Monday at noon at St. Joseph's Catholic Church of Baraboo. Burial will follow at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10:30 until 11:45. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family. Patricia Muller is survived by her son, Kenneth of Elroy, daughters, Sharon Muller of Reedsburg, Christine and Wayne McCarty of Mauston, Lori and Tim Clem of Reedsburg, and Teresa Muller of Franklin, daughter-in-law Jenny Muller of Baraboo, sister-in-law Bernadine Muller of Richland Center, 14 grandchildren, and 24 great-grandchildren. Patricia A. Muller, age 93. Peter J. Bremer, 75 of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Pete Bremer is survived by his wife Cindy, 4 children, Tammy Bremer of Highland, Rebecca Bremer of Muscadet, Charity and Christian Platten of Eastman, and Christian Bremer and Matthew Farrell of Muscadet. 3 stepchildren, Corey and Isabel Loffenberg of Cornwall, New York, Jenna Loffenberg of Forest Park, Illinois, and Kyla and Adam Harlan of Richland Center. 20 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, brothers Galen Bremer of Avoca, Thomas and Linda Bremer of Wanakee, and William Bremer of Blue River. A sister, Josephine Mayhew of Mineral Point, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet. Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 4 to 7 and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church or a Grace Hospice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Darlene Murphy is survived by 6 children, Cindy and Jim Legal, Mike and Linda Murphy, Dan and Judy Murphy, Lisa and Ray Wall, Carlene and Tim Humpel, and Karen and Dan Hackle. 15 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Mary Jane Brummer and Barbara Brummer and Steve Swetler, sisters-in-law Nancy Brummer and Carol Murphy, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green. Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held next Saturday, October 18th at 11 o'clock at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church next Saturday, October 18th, from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary Barnett is survived by 6 children, Jim and Linda Barnett of Richland Center, Dan and Joanne Barnett of Scottsdale, Arizona, Jane Barnett of Verona, Nancy and Mark Benkoski of Oshkosh, Ellen and Lyle Perry of Lakewood, Colorado, and Pat and Ilana Barnett of Germany. 2 daughters-in-law, Audrey Oliver of Twin Bluffs and Liz Barnett of Rosette, Wyoming. 16 grandchildren, 29 great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center.